My guest at this time is House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price, who also represents Georgia's 6th Congressional District. He joins us today to talk about the House of Representatives passing repeal of major portions of the president's health care law that will reach his desk for the very first time after Republicans have been trying to repeal all or part of the law for the last few years. And, Mr. Chairman, Happy New Year. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, Greg, and thanks so much for having me on a very exciting time this week.
Obviously, the president's going to be resistant to this, but what is the significance of getting this to his desk?
Well, the American people know that the current health care system is flawed, that it results in fewer choices, less accessibility, less affordability, actually is lowering the quality of care when I talk to my former medical physicians, colleagues back home. And the American people, by a real majority, are opposed to this law. And so what they will see is that there are folks standing up here in Washington fighting as hard as we can for them. And if there's some epiphany and the president were to actually sign this repeal, it would be a wonderful thing. But if he vetoes it, or when he vetoes it, then the American people will know who's standing in the way of real progress. And that's an important distinction.
Is this largely a party line issue as you look at your colleagues on the other side of the aisle, or do you have some Democrats, whether it's due to the makeup of their district or something else, who are becoming more receptive to your message here?
Well, it's interesting because a significant portion of this repeal is a repeal of the penalties for the employer mandate and the individual mandate, two of the onerous, remarkably onerous things within Obamacare. And those pieces of legislation, when brought to the floor separately, have garnered some significant Democratic support. But we don't anticipate any Democrat to support this. They tend to represent their politics instead of the appropriate policy and their constituents when it comes to this kind of issue. But there are a number of bipartisan portions of this bill that could be supported if they were to look at it objectively.
You've also gotten some good news from the Congressional Budget Office on the impact this legislation would have as it relates to our deficits. What did they conclude?
Well, this is important as well because we know that Obamacare does real harm to the health and wellness of the American people, but it also does real harm to our economy in decreasing economic activity, decreasing economic growth, and increasing the deficits. And if the president were to sign this, the estimates are that this would decrease the deficit over the next 10 years by $500 billion. So this is real money. This is a positive thing that we're doing today, and we'll send it to the president's desk, and again, hopefully he'll wake up and have that epiphany that we've all been praying about.
We're talking with House Republican Budget Chairman Tom Price of Georgia. And, Mr. Chairman, obviously, as this legislation moves through the House and heads to the president's desk, you're getting a lot of applause from the right and from the middle and even maybe some from the moderate left. But the one piece of criticism I've heard from the right is that if this were to actually pass, it would mean Obamacare dies more slowly because under its current weight, the mandates and the Cadillac tax and all those things, it's just going to crash down much, much sooner. It would be very, very difficult and a major problem for the American economy once it did in trying to recover from that. But for those looking to see the demise of Obamacare as soon as possible, they say this could prolong its life. What do you say to them?
Well, it's interesting because some of the folks that are saying that are actually ones that predicted when Obamacare passed in 2010 that it would be dead by 2015 of its own weight. I'm of the belief as well that it will collapse of its own weight because it just doesn't work. It doesn't work for patients or doctors or employers or employees, and it doesn't even work for states or the federal government from a financing standpoint. So I think it's incredibly important that we as responsible representatives of the people stand up and say, this is what our constituents believe is the most appropriate thing to do, that is to repeal this bill and then move forward. This is just the next step in the process, because following this is moving forward with an appropriate, positive, common-sense, patient-centered solution to the challenges in our healthcare arena, because there certainly are challenges. We don't want to go back to the status quo ante, to where we were before, because there were problems then. The problem is that Obamacare made things worse, not better.
about a minute left in our conversation, sir, and no one knows more about trying to move forward with a replacement piece of legislation, as you were just talking about, to Obamacare than you. You and I have talked about your patient plan for the last number of years here. What exactly is in the works, whether it's this year or next year? I know you're obviously hoping for a Republican president a little over a year from now to be ready to go with if you're in a position to have the votes and have a president in place to make the change.
Well, this is why I'm so excited about the ascension of Paul Ryan to the speakership, because what he has done is charged all of us with coming forward with real positive solutions, legislative solutions to the challenges that we face, and health care is right at the top of those challenges. So the committees of jurisdiction, this isn't going to be a top-down model like was done when Obamacare passed, that people were dictated to and told what they've got to vote for and don't even worry about reading it. This is going to be a bottom-up process through the committees that deal with health care, and we'll be working over the next number of months to fashion a positive, again, patient-centered solution where patients and families and doctors are making medical decisions and not Washington, D.C., sticking to those principles that are so important. And I can't tell you how excited I am about being able to be involved in that process and representing our constituents in moving in a direction that they know needs to occur in our healthcare arena.
Well, a milestone today, and we'll certainly see how the debate develops over the coming year, as well as what happens once we have a new president. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Republican House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price of Georgia also represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.